Hey, we are privileged throughout the year to have different faculty and staff members share in chapel, and we get that privilege this morning. Yoli Vega, I'm going to move her a little closer to me here. Yoli is the director of the Phelps Scholars Program. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Give a little shout out for the Phelps. But Yoli has been a member of the Hope community for the last 20 years, and we are so glad that Yoli is going to share this morning. So pray with us. Blessed are you, Lord God, King of the universe, for your great love for us through Jesus. It's all by grace, God. We didn't earn your love. We didn't deserve it. But we have now received your love in Christ. Be with our sister Yoli now as she shares with us the good news of your love for us through Jesus in her own life. We pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you welcome Yoli Vega?
God, I look to you. I won't be overwhelmed. Give me vision to see things like you do. God, I look to you. You're where my help comes from. Give me wisdom. You know just what to do. Those are the opening words to a worship chorus by Jen Johnson, and the title is God, I Look to You. And earlier this year, I made a commitment to myself to begin every morning with that song. And sometimes it's by YouTube. Sometimes it's in the quietness of my car on the way to work. Sometimes in the office once I turn my computer on. But I try to start the day with that song because regardless of what's going to come my way, it reminds me that I don't have to go at it alone and that I don't have to have all of the answers. So thank you for the opportunity to be here with you this morning. And that piece of the song has brought me such peace and relief and has calmed my spirit, even as I start a new role at the college, even after being here for 23 years. I'm thankful for the opportunity to have been here that long. I am a believer that each person is a story. And so not only do we have a story, but we are a story. And that my story matters, your story matters, your story matters. But so often we don't take the time to hear from one another and truly dive in into what those stories are. I have to admit, though, it's sometimes easier to be engulfed in the stories of other people rather than to share my own. Because in sharing my own, there's a degree of vulnerability there. And to borrow from the words of a quote by Sabrina Ward Harrison, I'm afraid to show you who I really am, because if I show you who I really am, you might not like it. And that's all I got. And so that was true for me, even in thinking about the invitation to be here today. When Paul first asked me, I tried to come up with all kinds of reasons of why I couldn't do it. It's a teaching day, I have to prepare for class. I have a ton of grading to do, there are 1,000 emails that I need to respond to. All of that was going through my mind. And I almost clicked send on a message to Paul saying, I can't do it. But I knew in my heart that there was a reason for me to be here. And so even though I didn't understand it all, I just needed to do it and not let my heart be overwhelmed. And so I stand here before you this morning. I am the daughter of Lázaro and Berta de León, former migrant workers who believed in the power of education and did everything they could for their children to give them a better future. I am the sister of Larry de León, the wife of Johnny Vega, 23 years and counting, thankful for that. The mother of Sammy Vega, who is a freshman in high school, so I covet your prayers. Please keep me in mind these next 4 years. Wonderful young man, love him to pieces, okay? Those are definitely some of the pieces to who I am. I'm also a Latina whose Spanish language and culture are my sanctuary. That's my safe place. I'm a lifelong learner, a teacher, a first-generation college student who's also a Hope grad and a Grand Valley grad. And above all else, I am a child of God. And that is the short version of my story. But the longer version consists of tears, experiences, and years of trying to figure life out through questions. So if you invite me to Starbucks sometime, I will be glad to share more with you. But for now, I just wanted to share some of the questions that have really framed my life over the past several years. And I know I look younger than what you're thinking, right? That's what you, yeah. Okay, just wanted to check, so. All right. So some of these questions are, again, they've framed my life, and they're sequential, so kind of going back a few years. How can I leave my parents and all that is familiar to me to attend college? Is Hope really the right school for me? Why would the mother of a young man tell him to tell me that we shouldn't date because I was a different background? Translation, my skin was a different color than his. After 5 years of marriage, why do I have to wait for the gift of a child that I want so desperately? And most recently, what business do I have returning to graduate school at my age? So some of those questions have definitely been a part of who I am. And in between and throughout all of those questions were moments that set me up for what was to come. I didn't always realize it or remember, but I did, nor did I see at the time how everything fit. But God was moving in synchronicity. And I heard that word this past weekend, and I just love to say it. Everybody say it with me. Synchronicity. Don't you just feel the energy in that word? I love that word. Okay. And when I started thinking about it, what seemed to be at first glance coincidental events or experiences that appeared to be related were in reality part of the plan that God had for me. And again, I didn't always realize that. This was confirmed for me this past weekend. The Phelps Scholars took a trip to Chicago and we attended Trinity Church. And the Reverend Dr. Otis Moss talked about synchronicity. And he shared the story of Saul out of the book of 1 Samuel chapter 9. And in that story, Saul is asked to do something that seems insignificant, okay? He was actually asked to go look for lost donkeys, okay? And in that, there was a lot of frustration, a lot of energy spent, and on a journey that really didn't produce any fruit for him. But yet, that was a setup, okay? A divine setup, because through that, God was leading him to the revelation of his calling as a future king. Okay. And he had to go through all of that in order to get to that point. Little did he know that he was being set up that way. And so it's been true for me, even when I've initially resisted. Okay. When we were first married, my husband posed a question one day and he said, Yoli, what if, he says, I know I'm called into the ministry, but what if one of these days God calls you into the ministry? And my first response was, yeah, right. And second, I don't want to be a pastor's wife. And that tells you that my definition of ministry was pretty narrow. But through the years, God has changed my heart. And he's helped me to realize many, many things. He's helped me to see that the ministry extends beyond the walls of a church. He's helped me see that even the most difficult moments of my past, some of those questions that I shared with you, were there for a reason. He's helped me to see that past was a preparation for the ministry in a way that he had planned for me, not because of somebody else's definition, but in a way that he had visioned for me. And so, in my everyday world here at Hope College, that ministry includes meeting people where they're at, honoring their stories, teaching, and providing support. And for you, it may be something different, but I encourage you to embrace, and if not embrace, at least be open to those moments that may stretch you, mold you, challenge you, because chances are it's preparation for what's coming next. Perhaps in your own faith journey, you have found anchor scriptures that you keep coming back to. And since my teen years, my anchor scripture has been Psalms 139. And while time does not permit us to go through it all, I do want to share a portion of it with you from the Message translation. I believe it's up on the screen. I look behind me, and you're there. Then up ahead, and you're there too. Your reassuring presence, coming and going. This is too much, too wonderful. I can't take it all in. Like an open book, you watched me grow. From conception to birth, all the stages of my life were spread out before you. the days of my life all prepared before I'd even lived one day. Your thoughts, how rare, how beautiful. God, I'll never comprehend them any more than I could count the sand of the sea. One more note regarding God's timing. Yesterday, a colleague sent me an email of encouragement as he knew I'd be sharing this moment. In the message, he included Deuteronomy 31:6, which reads, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." Coincidental? I don't think so. So I began with, God, I look to you. And as you've heard both of these scriptures, it's my prayer that we remember just how much he loves us. You just sang about it. Oh, how he loves us. He is our peace. He gives us his vision. He is our helper. And he reigns. And I especially love the last line of that song that says, "Give me wisdom. You know just what to do." So my prayer is, as we leave today, that we understand that our request for wisdom comes in the trust that he knows just what to do each and every day. So would you bow your heads with me in prayer? Father, we thank you for this opportunity, God, together as your body, Lord. We join our hearts, Father. We join our stories, Lord, to build this community here at Hope College, God. And I pray that as we go through the rough moments, the happy moments, Lord, the moments that challenge us, God, that we recognize, Father, you have a master plan and that you have a way to fit it all together, God. I bless each student in here today, God, and we go in your peace, Father. In your name, we give you the praise and the glory. Amen.